I'm Jack Lessenberry. Whenever you think things couldn't possibly get worse for Michigan State, they do. Just after the team doctor turned sexual predator went off to prison, disaster struck again. William Strample, his former boss and the former dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine, was arrested and charged with various things, including criminal sexual misconduct of his own. That case has yet to work its way through the courts, but is going to be anything but helpful to MSU's attempts to heal itself and stay solvent. And now come reports that during a meeting with one of Nassar's victims, 18-year-old Kaylee Lorenz, interim president John Engler offered her $250,000 to settle her case. Engler issued what they used to call a non-denial denial, saying his memory of the meeting was different and that he was sorry if anything said was misunderstood. Once again, this doesn't help. Lansing State Journal sports columnist Graham Couch wrote a remarkable column about this, saying that he had initially supported the appointment of the former governor as MSU's president. Engler is, first and foremost, a bully, Couch wrote, but if he's your bully, that can work. He got things done as governor. But, Couch added, the problem is you can't bully sexual assault victims. The problem is Engler doesn't do anything with finesse. These last couple months have required it. If you can't see that right now, you shouldn't be part of MSU's leadership. Couch added that while he thinks the current trustees mean well, they have no credibility and need to resign, noting that after the latest slap, Joel Ferguson and Brian Breslin praised Engler for his guidance and governance in virtually the same words they'd used to praise Luetta Simon's non-leadership right up to the end. Tom Watkins, the former state superintendent of schools, knows a thing or two about leadership. He just finished 4 years as head of the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority and was a finalist for the presidency of Henry Ford Community College until he took his name out of contention. He told me he wanted to concentrate on deepening Michigan's ties with China. Over the weekend, one of Watkins' flights was delayed, and he wrote me his thoughts on Michigan State from the Shanghai airport. The current MSU board has no credibility, and Governor Engler is quickly burning through whatever goodwill he began with, he said. Watkins thinks this will damage efforts to get a new permanent president. Why would a credible candidate take the job from a board that has no credibility with key constituents? Watkins agrees they need to resign or be removed. But he would involve all sorts of stakeholders in coming up with 8 replacements. After the school makes a serious effort to seek community input, Watkins would like the governor to select 3 names from a list made up by the victims, 2 from the legislative leadership, 1 each from recommendations by the student body and the faculty. Finally, the governor could choose one on his own. This may not be a perfect formula, but Watkins added, as FDR said, do something. If that does not work, do something else, but for God's sake, do something. That mantra seems like a good place to start.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.